4-H summer activities are in full swing. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting with Rhett Merrick. He's a two-year member of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Hanson County. Hey, Rhett, thanks for visiting with us today. And, you know, this has been a very unusual year with the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on 4-H activities. So how did the cancellation of a lot of the 4-H events impact you and your club?
We didn't get to do a lot of the stuff that we usually do, like meetings and stuff. We get to do more community service with everybody.
So what kind of community service projects would you usually do?
My grandma works at the courthouse in Alec, and we do food pantries and get school supplies for some kids and all that stuff. We gave food out to.
Now, even though you're unable to be involved with club and other 4-H activities in person, what did you do during this time to stay active with 4-H projects?
I do projects with my grandma. We did that. I got pigs, and that just gave me a distraction to do. So, and then I helped my sister. She has cows, and I helped her with that.
So what kind of projects were you working with your grandmother?
And horticulture. I did visual arts, and I did some kits for my sister in judging school.
I know one of the drawbacks of not being able to meet as a club is it kind of can get difficult at times to find answers to some of the questions that you might have about your projects. So who or where did you turn to get answers for questions you had about the projects?
My grandma and my mom, they're usually home, and my mom works at home, so, yeah.
So did you have to go online for anything?
Not much.
You had two good resources right there at your fingertips. That's wonderful. What did you feel was the most challenging part of working on your own?
Not getting tons of ideas on how to do it, but as I said last, I had some people that helped me do all that stuff.
You mentioned that you plan on showing pigs, and I know at this point the state fair is scheduled to go on as planned. Do you plan to participate at state fair this year?
We don't plan to this year, but we're going to do county and show of champions if we can.
And so are you still working with your pigs to get them ready for the shows?
Yep.
What are some of the things you do with them?
We actually take marshmallows on a stick and teach them how to like walk with their heads up so the judge can see how they look and so they see their meanness.
How has 4-H helped you pass the time during this pandemic?
Just to not think about all the stuff that's going on and stuff like that.
Once we get past the pandemic, what's the first 4-H activity that you want to resume doing?
More community service. That's really big for us.
I have one final question for you, Rhett. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Because it's a great environment to be in, and you get to meet new people, and it's just got fun activities, and you can see all these other kinds of animals and do projects, and I just like it.
Rhett Merrick of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Hanson County, thanks for visiting with us today on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.